When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brett Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love it. Whatever happened to angel food cake? Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
I understand that you are somewhat of a cocktail expert. I know you're an expert in like old time Hollywood. What are some of your favorite places? I know we had talked about Tiki T, the toast to Ray.
Right.
Because the old owner there was a Filipino man, correct?
Yes, just like you, born in the Philippines. Yeah. He came to the United States around 1930 or so. And once the prohibition on alcohol ended, he ended up at Don the Beachcomber, which was, you know, the first tropical bar. And it wasn't even, they didn't even call them tiki bars until the 1950s.
Yeah.
But it was a tropical bar on McCadden, just north of Hollywood Boulevard. And Ray Buen and three other Filipino bartenders made most of the drinks. Made in a little room away from the guest.
Okay.
Because they were Filipinos.
Oh. You can't have Filipinos making your drinks in front of you.
But the thing is, they named, there are a lot of drinks that are named. There's one, a drink called Chief Lapu-Lapu, which is named after the Philippine warrior who killed Magellan
for
trying to bring Christianity to the Philippines.
Right. Most people think Magellan made it around the world. He didn't.
Nope.
No one even knows where his body is, Dog Davis.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know that?
it's probably up at Yamashiro with all the other Asian artifacts.
Yeah. I mean, they killed Magellan, and then they usually do some kind of trade, like, we'll give you his body back, you give us gold, and the Filipino, the Lapu-Lapu, were like, nah, we're good.
Yeah.
And no one knows where he is. Anyway, you were saying.
But they also have drinks named in Tagalog.
Tagalog, yeah.
It turns out that when Buen eventually opens Tiki T in 1961,
okay,
this is 60th year this year, he was in 1968 trying to make a drink that has a Tagalog name.
Okay.
Forgive me because I'm...
No, that's okay.
I'm from Texas. I can barely speak English. Called it Anting Anting, and he, which I think means witch's brew.
It's also confusing because there's the Girl Scout cookie called Tagalongs.
Yes.
So that's why it's very confusing.
Yes, that's
it's Tagalog, but it sounds like Tagalongs. Yes.
Right. Anyhow, Ray Buen was trying to make this drink, and he made a mistake. He added like gin or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what the mistake was, but the customer liked it. So now the signature drink at Tiki T is Ray's Mistake.
Oh, that's, I love that.
But the Tiki T is closed on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wednesday is the first day of the week they are open.
Okay.
So if you go there at 4 o'clock when it opens, the Ray's Mistake, the signature drink, is on special. It's $9.
Okay.
And then at 9 o'clock, the bar is currently owned by his son, Mike, and his grandson, Mike Jr. At 9 o'clock, they look to a picture of Ray on the wall. They give a wonderful toast to Ray. Everyone in the bar cheers, they drink their drinks, and then the price of the Ray's Mistake jumps to $14 for the rest of the week. So,
all right, you got to get it when it's on sale.
Go on Wednesday for the toast to Ray. It's a great thing, especially if you have friends in town, you want to do something kind of fun.
I've never done that. Yeah, well, I definitely need to do that sometime.
There's a lot of great bars in Hollywood.
Busso
and Frank's is 101 years old, I believe, and I get a gin martini with a lemon twist. That's my drink.
Gotcha. There. I was going to ask you, what's your favorite drink? What about Bordner's? I know is another old school place. What do you get when you go there?
Bordner's, you've seen it in Ed Wood. You've seen it in L.A. Confidential. It's been around forever. I don't know about so much about a signature drink, though. I did have a good dark and stormy there once because for some reason the bartender recommended it. And, okay. I like a dark and stormy.
What's in a dark and stormy?
Dark rum, ginger beer, and lime.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's good, refreshing. It's one of those simple three-drink cocktails. Yep. It's very good.
Okay.
And then you got like three clubs, which you see in Swingers.
Right.
Dresden Room that you can see in Swingers.
Dresden Room, I do know they have Blood and Sand as one of the drinks there.
But you have to ask for the original Blood and Sand.
What's the difference?
They currently have a drink called the Blood and Sand that has neither blood nor sand in it.
Really?
But the original Blood and Sand actually started out in England and was invented for the Rudolph Valentino movie, Blood and Sand. Mm-hmm. And it was a Scotch drink because it was from England. But you have the blood is a cherry liqueur, a cherry brandy, and the sand is orange juice.
Ah.
So it's a combination of those. At Tiki Tea now, they serve a blood and sand, but they have changed the spirit to tequila. So it's more like a tequila sunrise.
Okay.
But when you order the blood and sand at Tiki Tea, the tequila version, they will have a little mechanical bull that goes up and down the bar. They'll yell, Toro, 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 as they're pouring Cuervo, Cuervo, Cuervo on top of your drink as a float. It's a lot of, that's another, Tiki Tea, they've got a lot of like, drinks that have like call and response.
That's
amazing. Ooga booga.
Yeah.
You go ooga booga ooga, you know, as they're pouring dark rum.
This place sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I should point out that the Dresden Room, the original Blood and Sand that they had for the Dresden Room when it opened, Ray Buin, the guy who would end up opening Tiki Tea, he was the bartender when the Dresden Room opened. And he made the switch there from Scotch to bourbon.
Okay.
Because I think Tyrone Power preferred bourbon or something. And so...
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question about the Dresden Room, and I don't know the answer to it.
Okay.
But Marty and Elaine, the famous lounge singers, we saw them in Swingers. Are they still performing? They were a few years ago. I don't know if they are now.
Because of COVID, they have not come back.
Okay.
But they are, you know...
They're still around.
They're still around. Okay. I think they're chomping at the bit to get back. But I did go to a birthday party at the Dresden Room when we were all masked
up. Oh, really?
And, okay. You know, it was... kind of weird because the bar owner was looking at our big group and it kept getting bigger and bigger. And he was like, well, you need to do this. And this is like, we're the only people in here.
Yeah.
Just kind of chill, really, because there's no music. No one's coming in. And it's.
Let me ask this question. Since you're such a connoisseur of cocktails, what's your favorite cocktail to make yourself?
I make a good Mai Tai. I make a really good Mai Tai. I use much of the Trader Vic. Trader Vic was the one that invented the most popular version of the Mai Tai. There's actually several different versions of the Mai Tai, but the 1944 Trader Vic is rum, lime juice, almond-flavored syrup, and mint as a garnish, and an orange liqueur.
Yeah.
And it's just... brilliant. It's just really nice. But I make my own orja, which is this almond syrup at home. And people enjoy it. You can also, the other one I like, the zombie, which was made at Don the Beachcomber. It's an 11 ingredient drink. And three of those are rum.
Oh, wow.
It's not as frou-frou as you would say. 11 ingredients sounds like a lot, but it mixes together really well. And it's a very tasty drink.
One time, my friend Derek and I got paid to play Cheech and Chong at a golf tournament somewhere in Orange County. So we're dressed as Cheech and Chong, and we just happened to be at the Mai Tai hole. And so everybody comes to like, oh my God, Cheech and Chong, you got to have a Mai Tai with us. And we probably drank 20 Mai Tais that day. And it was, I think I had diabetes after that day.
Oh.
So I couldn't drink a Mai Tai for a while after that. What's your favorite cocktail to drink?
I mean, when I go to Tiki Tea, there's like, you know, five of them that kind of rotate. The Fog Cutter is a sort of underappreciated drink. It was probably the most popular tropical drink of the 1960s. Just a delicious drink, and I can't even, right now I'm blanking on the ingredients, but definitely get the Fog Cutter. It's got a nice purple tint to it, and it tastes so refreshing.
Nice. What is your favorite one if you're taking a picture, what it looks like, what looks the coolest to you?
Oh, well, at Tonga Hut, I have my name on the wall at Tonga Hut because I'm a member of
I've been there so many times.
Yeah, I am a member of the Loyal Order of the Drooling Bastard, which is a drinking organization that they have there. You have to drink 70-some-odd drinks that are in Beach Bumberry's grog log. You have a year to drink it.
Yeah.
You know, I would go have 4 or 5 at once and then go across the street to the movie theater and pass out watching some movie in order to sober up.
I just saw Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings at that theater a couple weeks ago. So
they have the nice little Lazy Boy.
They're great, right?
Things. Yeah, so that's
it's the Lazy Boys at a good price.
Yes,
at the
yes.
Cinemark on the Victory and Coldwater. Yeah.
they also serve the wonderful concession of flaming hot Cheetos covered in nacho cheese.
Do they really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's great.
But yeah, so if you go to Tonga Hut, I am listed as Bora Bora Dog on the wall by the fountain. They have a fountain of a tiki that's spewing water. So that is the drooling bastard.
Well, there you go. So there's all the cocktail recommendations that you should need for a while from a Bora Bora Dog. So
there you go.